delving deep into the heart of globalist plans. It's Owen Schroyer.
All right, Aaron Rupar is just a complete lying scumbag leftist. And yesterday he said, Trump does not have a single campaign event this week. According to his website, his next scheduled public appearance is Saturday in Wisconsin. This is either a lazy leftist media hack or a lying scumbag. Probably both. Aaron Rupar. I think he's New York Times, guys. I pull up. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Trump did a two-hour town hall last night. You absolute phony. You absolute lazy liberal douchebag. Trump did a two-hour town hall last night. The first hour aired on Hannity last night. The second hour is going to air tonight. And that was supposed to be a presidential debate. But Kamala Harris refused to show up. By the way, the next presidential debate is not going to have an audience either. I just don't get that. Why not have an audience? Because they know the whole thing will be in support of Trump. So, but not only did Trump have the town hall last night that was supposed to be a presidential debate, but Harris chickened out. Trump today talked about his economic policies at length. By the way, at length in New York City. And so here was some of that in clip 13.
To further support the revival of American manufacturing, my plan calls for expanded R&D tax credits, 100% bonus depreciation, expensing for new manufacturing investments, and a reduction in the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15% solely for companies that make their product in America. You have to make your product in America. If you outsource offshore or replace American workers, you are not eligible for any of these benefits. In fact, you will pay a very substantial tariff that comes in from another country that's made in another country and comes in. There'll be a big tariff on that product because we want to make our goods in America, and most of them we can. My message is simple. Make your product here in America and only in America. We are not going to be taken advantage of anymore, just as we made great inroads and progress 4 years ago. We made tremendous inroads on this subject. We're not going to watch our wealth and jobs get ripped away from us and sent to foreign countries, which is what's been happening for many, many decades with us. China was built on doing exactly what we're going to be doing and what I started doing 4 years ago. What we're putting forward is the most pro-American manufacturing and jobs policy in modern history for any country. This plan will bring jobs and growth into our country at levels never seen before. Every business on earth will flock to America from Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and all over the world.
Now, this policy is of the utmost importance and cannot be overstated. And really, Trump, I think, should be even more hardcore with it. How do all of these manufacturing and production plants end up in foreign countries like China? Because of bad policy. Now, you can get into, you know, I'm sure there's money that gets thrown around, of course, lobbying groups and everything else that buy off members of Congress to vote on bills so that they can have the cheapest manufacturing possible and make the most profit by shipping jobs to China. But it's simple. I mean, it's basically two policies. You change this whole thing overnight. You cut corporate tax rates. I'd cut payroll taxes, everything. Just cut them all. But you cut the corporate tax so that it's cheaper than manufacturing in China or anywhere else. And then you impose a tariff if you want to bring your goods into the country. And you just totally flip it and you make it more profitable for countries to operate in America. Those two policies right there will change that entire thing that's been going on.